Good evening, everyone. This is Gordon, W2TTT, and this is the Bergen Amateur Radio Association Technical Net. This net is conducted weekly at a frequency of 146.835 megahertz. There is no PL currently. If there was, it would be 151.3, and we use a minus 600 kilohertz offset. Are there any stations with emergency or priority traffic? Please call K2BA. All right, that's good news. All right. Hope everybody had a good week. I missed you last week. I had another celebration to attend to. And so I appreciate anybody who might have made the net or went looking for it and found there was no net. My apologies if that was the case. You are more than welcome to run the net in my absence. I think it would be a good thing. Occasionally someone took charge of the net. In any case, this net is conducted weekly for the purpose of having a conversation. A conversation about amateur radio, about electronics, computing, telecommunications, the science and art of our hobby and our service, and of course the underlying aspects of it, including our experiences, things we've done, things we aspire to do, and of course the ever entertaining things we never want to do again. This net is brought to you by the Venture Crew 7373 Amateur Radio Club, who graciously provides this repeater in Pearl River, New York, but most of its footprint is in New Jersey. In any case, let's see, what else can I tell you? Oh, yes. We would encourage you to also talk about your for sale, swap, or wanted items. And you can even talk about any of the things we mentioned before, or none of the above. And you might ask, why would you want to check in if it's none of the above? And the answer is, because that way we can tailor the net to your needs. If you don't check in, we don't know you're there. We don't know how to better meet your needs. So it would be helpful if you would do us the favor and check in from time to time. In any case, we check in a very particular way. We check in with our call sign, our name, and then we give an indication of whether we want to make a question, a comment, for sale, swap, or wanted item. Some combination of those things, and as I said before, the ever popular none of the above. Furthermore, we would ask that you check in one call sign at a time. Let me acknowledge you before we go on to the next station. Just makes it hard to check everybody in if I've got essentially a pileup. This is a pretty relaxed net, and I'm a contester, but that doesn't mean I want to have pileups. We've got some interesting things to talk about. The FCC issued a report and order today with some new amateur radio bands, so we should talk about those. And some things that will be in our amateur radio bands, whether we realize it or not. So there'll be some new encroachers, but I don't think it's going to be amount to a whole lot. And so we'll see how it goes, and we'll talk about that a little bit, too. So, with no further ado, let's get our November station, city station, this call sign begins with November, please call K2BAR. Okay, how about Alpha? Alrighty, how about Kilo?
K2BAR. K2TRW. Good evening, Gordon. Good evening, everyone out of that. So far, it's none of the above. Back to
good evening, Kai. No problem. I owe Barbara a phone call. Glad you checked in. I'll make a point of taking care of that tomorrow. or Saturday, whichever she answers the phone. Alrighty. Any other kilos? Alrighty, let's go on to Whiskey's.
Good evening, Gordon. This is Jim, WA2UNP in Pearl River, with a comment.
WA2UNP, I gotcha. No problem. Who is the station that doubled with Jim?
This is WA2ISC, Bob, with a comment.
Good evening, Bob. There might have been a third station. Was there a third station there as well?
W2JEK with a comment.
Good evening, Don. Welcome aboard. Nice to hear you. The land of three-letter names with whiskey calls. Amazing. Alrighty. Any other whiskeys?
Let me see if I got it. W2TU. Chris. Interested in new allocated frequencies. Got it in front of me on the computer.
Well, I'm going to let you talk about it then as our comment. That'll be your comment, Chris. More than happy to let someone else tell about it. That's excellent. Thank you for doing that. Any other whiskeys? Okay, any call sign? Alrighty, well then let's get to it. W2JEK, K2BAR.
Alright, K2BAR on the net, this is W2JEK. My power cord is a little sheer. Dropped it for a minute. Good evening, everybody. Barrow will be running a test session Friday, April 21st, 7 p.m., and that will be at the Township of Washington Barrow Hall. And I think most of you guys heard my spiel before, so I won't repeat it, but if any does have any questions, please direct it via net control. That's all at this time. Back to net, W2JK.
NJ2BS, repeat.
That's great, Don. Thank you very much. And I even have some comments tonight later on, too, by the way. So I think just about everybody here has something to contribute, which is always exciting. All right, anybody have any questions for Don? All right, well, Don, when we get to it, we're going to probably want to talk to you about any experience you might have had with low-band antennas, because, pardon me, we got some new low bands, some lower bands. Alrighty, very good. Well, let's get on to it. W-A-T-U-M-P, Jim, it's your ball, K2BAR.
Yeah, good evening, Gordon. Just an observation. I was sitting here listening, getting ready to, waiting for the net to come on, and interesting observation. I think the band is 2 meters is now open. There was a whole other conversation coming through. Seemed like it was triggering the repeater, if I'm not mistaken. But parts of the conversation I was able to discern. Back to net control, just an observation. You might even hear them now if you turn the squelch down and let there be silence. But just an interesting observation and possibly an opportunity if you want to work simplex.
Yeah, we've had a couple of days in the last month where 2 meters and 440 have provided some interesting propagation. I was talking with Woody, AK2F, one morning on 442 and hearing things chirp in, and he was working in with NG4C down in North Carolina on several mornings and several evenings as well. So, yeah, not surprised. Not surprised at all. Very good. Anybody else have any observations? Well, Tim, FYI, I have a G7144, which I absolutely adore, for omnidirectional coverage on 2 meters, and it's a lot of fun to have, and works real well, and I regularly work out to Pennsylvania on 5.2, so without having to work the guys on the mountains, I've got guys down in the plains. Before you get to the mountains, I'm working them all the time, so not surprising. Not surprising. Anybody have any comments about 2 meter simplex or 2 meter single sideband CW, whatever?
W2TU.
Mr. Chris.
Yeah, that station that's coming in the background, it's a K3. I believe it was, if I'm not mistaken, KK3I station. As bad as my code copying is.
And where is that station?
Somewhere in Bucks County. I haven't been able to look it up yet.
I mean, not real far, but not exactly in our back door.
No, it's a pretty good distance, but this repeater does pick up very well. It's got very good receive, so.
Okay, so you were hearing it through the repeater or on direct on the output?
No, it's coming in through the repeater. So apparently, I don't know if they're using a PL, and we're open right now. So that's probably what Jim was hearing.
KK3I is in Florida, incidentally.
All right. Well, like I said, my code copying skills are pretty bad, so I could have been wrong on that.
It's a little early for Florida to be appearing up here.
Yeah, definitely. I know back in the early 80s, operating with the town equipment, operating at 3710, 3714 on FM, we used to talk into Texas, asking them what they were having for breakfast every morning.
Some tamales and eggs?
Yes, pretty much.
And you told them you had a Taylor ham, egg, and cheese on a bagel, and they wanted to know what that was. Both the Taylor ham and the bagel.
The one man was familiar with it. He was from Rockland County originally.
Oh, that's hilarious. Okay, very good. I guess my best terrestrial DX moving on 2 meters was probably Kansas and/or Florida, or no, I've actually worked the West Gulf, so I've worked West Texas, as well, but not on the Gulf, but in addition to the Gulf, worked all the Gulf states, so, and I worked Montserrat both on 6 and on 2.
Sometimes when it opens up late at night, we do talk up into Massachusetts on a regular basis.
Joys of coastal tropo. Absolutely wonderful. Very, pretty good. Anybody else? Chris, you have anything more?
Not at this time. W2TU.
All right. Jim, you have any more?
No, that's it. I'm good.
Most excellent day. Alrighty. WA2ISC, Mr. Bob. What goes tonight, K2BAR?
K2BAR, W82ISC. You probably remember I was trying to make a USB stick operate on a Linksys router running OpenWRT and could not get it to work. But a few days ago, I did something, I'm not sure what, and it decided to start working for me. So I'm not sure what to make of it.
Yeah, this is a box that didn't have a normal USB. You actually had to essentially your own USB port. The electronics were partially there, right? Or the connector was not there or something like that?
That's right. The Linksys router has a chip that had some circuits or some outputs for a USB port, but you have to put in your own connector and some wiring and some resistors and such. I use a USB car charger circuit to actually get the 5 volts for the USB stick and something to mount the USB stick to. And then, of course, the hardware is the easy part, at least for me. And then there's all that software package you got to add. Trying to figure out why I still can't get to work. But, something happened and it started working.
Well, kudos to you. That's most excellent. Very, very nice. So, you got it all to work, and it's all working. And some guys have actually put on that USB port, they put a GPS and then used it to be either an NTP server using a GPS as a discipline reference, or they've used it to tell people where they are if the node should be mobile. And that's kind of cool as well.
Okay, that kind of stuff is way beyond my abilities as far as the software goes. I'm pretty much a complete novice on the software angle. And also, it's like that having the thing suddenly decide to work means I don't know what it is that did it, and so I wouldn't be able to reproduce the results on another router. Over.
Well, I don't know if it's on the HSMM page or on the Arden page, or it's something that Mark and Tomash can tell you about. But the resources to figure that out are available.
Okay, yeah, I found the Open WRT has a website, but they're assuming that you have some familiarity with Linux and other software packages, which is a little bit beyond me, so over.
Well, if you got the USB to work, chances are you'll get this to work. It's a matter of loading the right software package and changing the default web page to read that information and present it. And I think that's all been done, is my point. So you can install it like any other downloadable app. Linux app, sudo apt-get, and you go fetch it from there. And it's pretty straightforward, oddly enough.
Okay, Gordon. Yeah, so right now I just have a USB stick connected to the this Linksys router, which is hosting a couple of web pages on my ARD node. Anyway, K2BAR, W82ISC.
Very nice. Okay, thank you. Just curious, have you had any chance encounters with my temporary mobile node?
I saw something about a day or two ago. looks like that you probably drove past.
Well, oddly enough, I did drive past, and then at another point I drove up Kinder Kamak, was it? And lit you up briefly. So it's kind of cool. The note is just a nano station mounted sideways on my roof rack with a slight up tilt towards the street side, or side, sidewalk side. But it is working, and by the weekend, I'm expecting to have the other node installed on the van, or on the truck, I should say. That should be good. I would do it for tomorrow, but no point in doing it while I'm trying to sit there and battle raindrops. I want to make sure things are copacetic that way. But we'll certainly get to it. We'll certainly get to it in the near future. Anyway, a couple other things, let's see, related to that. Got my tunneling hole squared away the other day, so that's working pretty well. And what else? Yeah, I guess that's about it, you know, for now. It's chugging along pretty well, and so I'm reasonably pleased about that. Both my home node and my home node, my mobile node, my portable node are all up and working pretty reliably. We'll see more of that in the near future. So, film at 11, as they say. K2, WA2ISC, WA2DDD.
Okay, Gordon. Oh, there was that, the ham on Forest Avenue. Forgot his name or call sign. You were talking about maybe putting a node up on his tower or something. I don't know. Probably haven't had a chance to do anything with that yet.
Yeah, that'd be Jim, W2JC. I'm going to talk about it some more with him tomorrow. We'll see what gives. That has a distinct possibility. We'll see. We might try a couple of nano stations just to start things up, and then if that works, then what we'll do is we'll upgrade it to something else. Because this stuff is pretty straightforward. I don't want to put heavy-duty stuff in there until we have a basic proof of concept. So, but yeah, he's only a few blocks from you, and he's up on the crest of the hill, so there's some potential there, so we'll see.
Okay, Gordon, K2BAR, WA2IC.
Okie dokie. Alrighty, our next person is W2TU. What magic did the FCC give us today, and what challenges have they provided with us? I think I saw something on the upper part of 160 meters that's noteworthy as well. So tell us more, W2TU, K2BAR.
W2TU. I did a little reading on it. It's pretty long form, as usual. But it appears that at 135.7 to 137.8 and 472 to 479 kilohertz bands are now open to us. Restrictions on the 472 to 479, 5 watts, or if you're in Alaska and you're within... I think it was 800 kilometers of Russia. You're only allowed to use it for 1 watt. But I'm still reading about it. It's something everybody needs to look into. And they need to simplify it down to more of a reader form for us.
Well, you don't like reading Report and Order Gobbledygook?
No, I gotta find my reading glasses. That's the biggest problem.
Well, I can make it plenty big, but then I can't read whole sentences.
Yeah, so that's just about it. Yeah, it's interesting. I know a lot of people have been trying to get them to pass the 70 megahertz frequency band, but still nothing on that.
NJ2BS, repeat.
they're licensing a bunch of low power crap in there. Although I did notice that there's a license for East Orange and there's a license for Plainfield. So my question is, what's the coverage of these areas? You know, that's for Channel 4, I guess it is. So I'm asking myself a fundamental question. If the coverage area is that small, then can I have a 100-watt license if I'm more than, let's say, 20 miles from one of these locations? Or 30 miles or some, pick some number?
Well, that's why we are considered a secondary feed on these frequencies and allocated for 5 watts. So, you know, I mean, yes, they are giving us some more frequencies for experimental, but it's still limited.
Oh, sure. We also be good for, it'll be good for modifying, like an AM radio, if you want to, for radio direction finding. That might be fun at, you know, 400 kilohertz. So, another thing you can think about is the there's the opportunity to, optimize your receive situation. So, your transmit antenna could be one thing with a power limitation of 5 watts, but in order to reduce the noise and maximize your capture area, a lot of people will revert to loop antennas, maybe multi-turn loops, to null out the noise and get the signal they want into the receiver. I think that might be something worthwhile and possible to pursue, even with, and especially with, for that matter, an SDR play or something of that nature.
Well, from what I'm reading, it's been on the table for quite a while. You know, there's even articles in the QST all the way back to 1993 on it for 1750 meters, as it's being called, for the AM. And it's actually frequencies that Europe broadcasters use quite a bit. So who knows what we're going to find down there.
Well, the 400 kilohertz band is certainly a broadcast band. I'm not so sure the 170, whatever it is, kilohertz band is.
K2BAR, WA2IC, did they say what modes they're going to let us have?
Okay, Chris.
Digital, CW, and voice. So, AM broadcast, it's pretty much an experimental frequency bandwidth that we're playing with. But like I said, from what I'm reading now, it's going to need more clarification.
Yeah, no doubt in my mind about that. So, you know, your mileage may vary, but, you know, experimentation is going to be the essence of the game. Do you have to be a general to use the band? I would assume so.
I would assume. But as of right now, I'm not reading anything about that.
Interesting. Okay. Very good. Anything else?
As of right now, I'm in the dark as much as everybody else. Maybe I'll get more information on this. I'll write it all down and we could discuss it again.
Well, that would be fine. That would be most excellent. But I did notice that 1.9 megahertz to 2 megahertz under a ship license some maritime buoys can be deployed and have them telemeter at those frequencies.
Yeah, an article with the ARRL is also speaking of experimental activity for Europe of 160 to 190. You know, so, you know, it's too much of a spectrum right now for us to be using, but it's pretty interesting how it's going to open up.
Certainly. What are your thoughts on the, I saw the low frequency radar, I think below 44 megahertz. I didn't even understand what that was about. I didn't get into it far enough to understand what that was about.
Well, there was a little bit in the article about 4 megahertz, which is the Australian emergency band, and 40, which is some form of a radar, as you said.
Yep. Okay, very good. Anybody else have anything to add? Okay, Mr. Chris, anything more from you on this?
No, as of right now, like I said, I'm going to be reading about it more, and I'll be taking a short note on it. So if anybody else asks, I'll be able to answer more clearly.
Okay, very good. Very good. All right, anybody else have another topic to bring up? I mentioned this a couple of weeks ago, and I'll mention it again. Actually, I don't know if I mentioned it here now that I think about it. The FCC has apparently cited the installation, specifically the installing company, not the homeowner, of a solar array based on a ham complaint. It was cited with a notice of apparent liability. So they went right for the "what the hell were you thinking" mode and fined these folks, and because they did not, on the back of the solar panels, put the right chokes and other proper noise suppression mechanisms. And my own observations are that this doesn't just affect ham bands or AM broadcasts, but we've actually had impairments, you know, well above 800 megs and in our services, and it's been observed above or through the 1200 meg ham band. So, you know, 13 megs, or, I mean, 1.3 gigs, I'll get it right. So, lots of fun and the like. So, we're going to see that pop up more and more. With some FCC enforcement, maybe we'll see some better installations. You might ask why that's important at these higher frequencies, because it masks the signals and therefore forces the cell devices, the battery-operated cell devices, to consume more power, which shortens their service life. So it's annoying and, frankly, makes the user experience, you know, less happy. So that's not good. Let's see, what else can I tell you? I'm going to definitely bring my 746 Pro down to Fairlawn tomorrow. I'm going to put that tap in to give it a separate receive port and the like, and so that's pretty exciting. And with that, we'll also go a port for the SDR. So again, we're pretty excited about that as well. All right, anybody else with comments or questions? Check-ins.
W2KC, I've been listening, but I've been working on the webinar.
Okay, very good, Jim. Bob was asking about putting a note at your house since you're on top of the hill. So we'll talk more about that maybe tomorrow night.
Yeah, I felt my ears burning.
Yeah, not a problem. Alrighty. anything else from anybody. All right, I want to thank you all for attending the Bergen Amateur Radio Association TechNet. The net will offer me the club has their monthly meeting on Sunday night at 7:30 p.m. at the Township of Washington Senior Center, which is part of the municipal complex on Hudson Street in Washington Township. So please plan to attend. Doors open a little before 7. And we'll have a talk by Van, W2DLT, who took a recent trip to the socialist paradise of Cuba. And he'll talk about his operating a contest operation and also touring after the contest the whole island. He had a nice time, he and his wife. So it'll be a good talk. And what else? Tomorrow night's Fairlawn. Fairlawn Club does not have a business meeting tomorrow night, so we will be a little cramped for space, but nothing too amazing, so we'll be fine. And let's see what else. Next Tuesday is Kid Night, and also the drop-in breakfast at the mall over at Paramus Park at 8:30 in the morning. In fact, there's one of those tomorrow morning too, Fridays and Tuesdays. So do keep those things in mind. Alrighty, one last call. Anybody else?
W2JK.
Mr. Don.
Yeah, I gather we got in some 600 meter frequencies. I have worked the E3OT a couple times now. I was on 80 meters and he was on his 477 kilohertz. And he run, I have two QSLs from him here. One he was running in in 2016, he was running 250 watts, 200 watts. In 2017, February, this last February, he was up to 250 watts. And he was on there with, and I was using my 20 meter ground plane on the roof and transmitting on my N-fed long wire on 80 meters. It was a crossband QSL. It was on the edge. Website and so that's the way he did it. There was another fellow up in Newfoundland that was on, and several other were involved at that time out on the VE7 area. Back to that, W2JK.
Okay, that's interesting. Very good. Alrighty. Anybody else? All right, well, then I'm going to thank you all for attending tonight's meeting, tonight's net. We'll see you either tomorrow at Fairlawn or tomorrow at breakfast at the Paramus Park Mall on the upper level, or perhaps on Sunday night at the Barra meeting, or Tuesday back at the same place at the Barra Kid Night. So, anyway, this is K2BAR W2TTT, signing clear 73. Guys, have a good one.
What time is that breakfast, W2TO?
I believe it's 8:30.
Okay. Yeah, I'm usually never awake that time. Okay.
I can't relate to that, although I'll be taking Nancy to work and then be heading home because I gotta get some work done. Come 2 or 3 o'clock, I want to be done with my work week. And by all tales, I will be done. W2TU, W2TTT.
Alright, thank you for the net, W2TU.
W2TTT, K2BAR, signing clear. QSY, actually no, I don't QSY here. I'll just hang here for now, I got some stuff to do around the shack. W2TTT.
Speaking of which, I spoke to a Lewis, N2CYY. He wanted me to tell you he says hello.
Oh, very nice. How is hello, Mr. Lou? You can pop up on 442. It works really well where he lives.
Yeah, he didn't know that the net moved here, so I told him about that. But he said he's been busy, but, you know, life goes on.
Oh, yes. Yes, yes, yes. He's got a grandchild, and probably, you know, in the ravages of puberty by now.
And with monitoring this frequency with the open PL, that station out of Pennsylvania does come in just into the squelch, though. So most of the people aren't going to hear it coming in.
Yeah, it's understandable. That's fine. Yeah, I'm not going to begrudge him that. It's all good. It really is. But we'll see. We're coming into that season where propagation gets interesting.
NJ2BS, repeat.
All right. I'm going to put the radio down. I have to go pick up my daughter at a play practice for a... in a local play as one of the main parts. So, let me go get her. Have a good day. W2TTT. This is W2TU. We're going to be clear.
Okay, that's very good. And I just noticed there's a Windows 10 upgrade. Oh, boy. All right, 73W2TU, W2TTT 99.
NJ2BS, repeat. NJ2BS, repeat. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. NJ2BS, repeat. NJ2BS, repeat. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. NJ2BS, repeat. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4.
AK, switch your mobile.
NJ2BS, repeat. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. NJ2BS repeat. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4.
AK2G Mobile.
NJ2BS repeat. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4.
NZ2K.
This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4.
NZ2K. Anybody around? W2TU from NZ2K.
Well,
I guess not. NZ2K.
NJ2BS repeat. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. NJ2BS repeat.
NZ2K.
This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4.
WTTU.
I've decided I've become an old fart.
So I refuse to hold.
I just took the 857. You know how you have the display? You can make the segments bigger, the frequency readout. I did that, and it looks an awful lot better to me with my glasses on.
Yeah, okay, you're an old fart.
Did you? Thanks a lot. Do you have that option on the 7000?
Yes. I have it in the widescreen mode now.
Ah! So I'm not alone. I'm sitting here feeling real bad, and all my digits are big. And this guy sounds like an Australian Sean here. Listen. Isn't that an Australian Sean?
Hold on, I'm trying to tune it.
Mode and it looks a lot better. I think I'm going to run it that way. I don't care about seeing LSB or any other stuff, but yeah, I can read the readout. Oh my God, this guy's in Australia. He's like 20 over S9. Anyway, pretty neat.
Coming in good tonight. Good opening.
What's that Australian hitting you with, the Australian Sean?
5-9, 5-9.
Sean, I didn't know you had a doppelganger in Australia. You'll be happy to know I went back to turning my Screamoser on. Yeah, I must be getting old. Gotta use the big digits on the display there, it looks really good.
Yeah, well, I know eventually I'm going to be setting up like a 21-inch monitor for the video output of the 7000 and putting it up on the wall, you know, and I'll use a separation kit so I'll have the rest of the radio down underneath where you don't see it, you know.
I wonder if I could, I got HRD and I got that stupid controller box. I wonder if I could run the computer on this 857 and get a nice big screen and hook it up that way, like a fan adapter or something. That'd be cool.
Ooh, 7-9, this guy. Yes, that's one thing that you can do. Once you hook it all up, you could use the computer as the monitor, and the display will be 20 inches tall.
Maybe I'll do that. Save my eyes. I thought it was me that had bad eyesight, but okay. You're all right. You officially are a member of the Senior Citizens Club, the seniors. Sean's not there yet. He's still in his early 40s. So he's a young, budding career guy. And we're over the hill. So we got to run our displays on our radio. We're like, this is our midlife crisis here. Pretty soon we're going to be getting big monitors for the wall to watch the display. Voice listening to 7173 or 4. There was a guy out in Nebraska, which I'd like to talk to. I think I've worked in Nebraska anyway, but anyway, the guy that he was talking to in New Hampshire had an indoor dipole in his attic that actually hurt him.
Wasn't a guy Ken out there in Nebraska, was it?
Yeah, there was a guy Ken in Nebraska. That's his name, yes.
What was the frequency?
Oh, he's in bed now, or actually not. His wife was yelling at him. 71, 73, or 74, somewhere around there.
That's pretty funny. N2VHD or something?
Yeah, that's the call.
Yeah, he's a friend of Gordon's. He's been out in Nebraska for years. Was originally from this area.
Oh, okay, Gordon has a friend out in Nebraska. Very nice.
Yep. So that's it. Where's Joe? Joe's walking around Applebee's, or did he go get a Grand Sandwich?
Yeah, I was talking about the car. I don't know. He's still up in the air about it. And, no. Anyway, he said he was,
All right, where'd you go?
Guess that didn't help, huh?
No, what happened?
I didn't work the guy. He didn't. He heard me a little bit of noise, but he couldn't. Well, he said he had an S9 noise level. I got an S0 noise level right now.
No, my noise threshold was low. Past probably 2.5-3 weeks. I guess what they're doing is they're cleaning up all the grounds at that substation a couple blocks away, because I'm slowly noticing the noise threshold is going down day and night.
Yeah, with the preamp on, it's S6. With it off, it's nothing. Hold on a second. Yeah, running the processor on there gives it a little more punch. Gives it a little more drive into the audio, but, you know, high noise level, I guess that's it.
Yeah, I mean, if you got a noise level, you know. And I mean, our conditions right now are pretty good, you know, with the weather for receiving, but, you know, don't know how the conditions are for us to transmit out. That's one of the biggest problems. I mean, I was talking earlier, 20 meters, to a couple of guys. They were running amps to get to me, and I was hitting them almost full scale. So, go figure.
Well, no matter what you do, that antenna you have is a good antenna, and if you get a vertical, that'll work out really good for you too, you know. Whatever you decide to do, it's going to do good for you. You're in a good location. That's 8. That's 9. I dropped a guy in S unit here, and I get rid of the noise level. The noise level goes from an S6 down to nothing. Listening at 7143.
Yeah, I turned it back off. I got it on the radio last night, by the way.
I turned the volume down. What was that?
I ordered a new radio, new 440, TYT, TH9000. Got it for $127, so I ordered it.
Okay, hold on, back up. Is this the sister radio to the other two you have, or is it a newer generation and a little different?
No, it's a monoband, like the other ones that I have, to replace the 440 that went. And the 440 that went, I'm going to put it in the vehicle on a mono-banded 440 antenna, see how it does. I mean, you know, the emitter puts out about 5 watts, you know, so I want to see how it is. And if not, then I'll order another one down the road. I don't feel like going and get one of those experimental tri-bander or one of those dual-band like Joe got, you know? I'd rather stack 3 monoband 50-watt radios in the vehicle.
Yeah, okay, I understand. Well, that'll work. You were talking about putting radios in the car. Are you going to take all the radios out of the house and put them in the car, the 220 and 440? Or are you going to just have the 440 in the car?
No, I mean, I could get away with doing just the 440, but I'm actually doing the 440 so that I could put it back in the base. Right now I'm using the Icon 7000 for 440, so I can't utilize the rest of that radio because I have to leave it on 440. You know, I'd like to stick the loop, 2-meter 440 loop up, the E-factor loop I have. I'd like to put the 6-meter ground plane up, you know, and along with the wire and everything, I'll be able to use that as a secondary radio to all the other stuff I do.
Okay, so you're going to have 2 meters, 220, 440, all TOITs in the house. I heard you talking about getting a bracket and putting all the radios together, and you're going to have that in the car. I know you've got a 220 TYT. You probably have a 2-meter 2-meter Yaesu radio, and I think you'll have a TYT 440. But what you want to do, all the radios and stuff like that, you're in fine shape.
Yeah, well, I'd like to get a tri-bander, per se. You know, I know TYT makes pretty solid equipment. I've only had a problem with one of them blitzing on me. The other one was my own fault because I bought it used, you know. And I talked too long and it overheated. That was the biggest problem. I knew that it was a problem with the bias being offset. I should have went into the menu and tried to correct it, and I didn't.
Wow, the guy in Ecuador on 7165. Well, listen to him. He's about S8, S9 here. With the IPO off, the preamp on, I got an S6 noise level in his S8. I turned the preamp off, so it's like optimized. About S6, S7. And maybe lost an S unit or something, but clear. Oh, okay. Well, that'll work good. I understand what you're doing now. So, you know, if you got all that stuff, it's just too bad you couldn't have, like, one microphone for all those radios, you know, a switch box or something.
You know, Rocky just picked up the Anytone tri-band, and sounds great, and he said it was very easy to program and everything, you know. I figured for now, let me just replace the one radio. That way I can utilize two other radios for the vehicle. And I'll see how it goes down the road, how long it holds up and everything.